Today's Amud is Taines Dalet Amud Aleph. We're holding on Gimel Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, Amar Rava. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Mali Talga Leture, that snow is so good for the mountains, Kechamisha Mitre La'ara, it's as good like five rains for the ground. And the reason for that is because typically when it rains, so the ones that lose out the most is the mountains. The rain just rolls down the mountain, and the parts of the mountain, at least the parts that are higher up, the parts that are on the slope, so they never really get a chance to really absorb the rain. When it snows, so then the snow stays on the mountain, and the ground gets the opportunity to really absorb the water that it so needs. So says the Gemara, says Rava, that snow is good for the mountains, it's as good as five rains. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki lasheleg yoymer eveyaretz, so the Pasuk's describing, talking about snow, and then it says, V'geshem matar, V'geshem mitrois uzoy, and it has five mentionings of the word rain. It's Geshem is one, Matar is two, Geshem is three, and Mitrois, Lashon Rabbim, is another two, so three and two is five. It mentions rain five, it has five different askarais of Geshem, in this pasuk talking about snow, so that's how we know it from, that snow is good like five rains. V'amar Rava, Rava said, that Talga Leture, that what's good for a mountain is snow, Mitra Razio Le'ilane, trees need strong rains, the roots are very deep into the ground, and therefore it needs a strong rain to really penetrate and get in. Mitra Nicha Laperi, Mitra Nicha is Laperi, a soft rain, that's what's good for the fruits. The fruits don't have these roots, so for the fruits, the soft rains are good. Or Pila Afilu Lepartzida, the two say Kala Mahania. A thin rain, so then Afilu Lepartzida, the two say Kala, even for the seeds that are underneath the ground, that the rain has to go through these tiny little cracks to get to it, Mahania Lay, this thin rain is able to do that, and therefore it's good for these seeds. My Orpila, what's Orpila? Where does it get this name Orpila from? We said it's describing the thin rain, but what's this Lashon coming from? Uru Peli, it wakes up the seeds that it could then go through these small little cracks. These seeds are under the ground, and they have to go through and penetrate these small little grounds. This thin rain is able to awaken these seeds to be able to go through the ground. V'amar Rava, and now Rava said more about this topic of these seeds, that Hayt Sorba Mirabanan, a young Talmud Chacham, a young budding Talmud Chacham, whose name is starting to get out there, he is Dami Lepartzide de Tusa Kola. He is comparable to a seed that's underneath the ground. The Kevan de Navat Navat. It takes a lot for it to get through the ground. These seeds, it takes a lot for it to penetrate and go through the ground. Once it breaks the surface, once it gets out there, so then it grows and it's very easy. So to this Talmud Chacham, it takes a lot for his name to get out there, but once it gets out there, it just doesn't stop. V'amar Rava, and Rava said further, Hatzurba mirabanan derasach. If you see a Talmud Chacham that he gets angry, it's a raiso hu dekamar sechale. It's, you should know it's his Torah that's really making him angry. So you should danim lekav schus, although he's getting angry, and kas is a very terrible thing, but you should know that Torah has that as a natural effect. People that learn Torah, they're more inclined to have anger. And where does that come from? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, that Hashem says that my words, referring to the Torah, is like fire, and it's a fire that burns inside of a person. The people that learn, they're very passionate, and so the fire makes a person naturally more inclined to be angry. We'll see soon that it's still, you have to work on it. It's not an excuse for the Talmud Chacham to be angry, but it's a reason that if you see a Talmud Chacham that has this anger, that you should danu mekav schus, because it's the Torah has that, tends to have that effect naturally. V'amar Rav Ashi said that kol Talmud Chacham she'ena kasha kebarzel. If you have a Talmud Chacham that he doesn't stand up for things, he's not kasha kebarzel, he's not hard like iron to stand up for what's right, so he's ain't, or stand up for himself, so then he's ain't a Talmud Chacham. That's not considered a Talmud Chacham. A person who learns Torah has to be kasha kebarzel. So Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, it's the end of the previous Pasuk, again talking about Torah, and the Pasuk says, ukepatish yefaitse tzela, that the Torah is like a hammer which is able to crush the rock. It's like this iron hammer, so a Talmud Chacham has to be like this patish, he has to be like iron, he has to be very tough. Amar le Rabbi Abba, le Rabashi, Rabbi Abba said to Rabashi, that asun mahasam as nisula, you brought them a car from this pasuk of ukapatish yifait seitzela, and nan mehacha masninan la, we have a different pasuk which also says the same idea. The pasuk says, eretz asher avaneha barzel. It says a land that its builders are iron. And al tikri avaneha ela boineha. Don't read it avaneha. Rather read it boineha, that its builders are iron. The builders, referring to Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Chachamim are builders, Rashi says, because they're the ones who are mekayim the world, like we had on Gimel Amud Beis. If not for the Torah, then the world wouldn't survive. It's the Talmud Chachamim, they're the ones that are, so to speak, building the world. They're the ones that are being mekayim the world. They're the Shpitz builders, and the Pasuk describes these builders as barzel, as iron. That's the makar that the Talmud Chacham has to be kashik barzel. And Amar Ravina, says Ravina, after all of this is said and done, afilu hachi, still, mi boile le'enish, le'melef nafshe benichusa. Even though it's true, you shouldn't dan a Talmud Chacham who gets angry, you shouldn't judge him unfavorably, you should be dan him lekav schus, it's the Torah, it's this and that, le'maisa, mi boile le'enish, le'melef nafshe benichusa. Every individual has to teach himself to be calm and not to have kas. That's everyone's responsibility, there's no excuses. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'hasir kas milibecha v'goymer, that you have to remove kas from your heart. That's everybody's responsibility. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yoinasan, that shleisha sha'alu shalai kahaygen. There are three people that they made requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they asked for things, and they did it in an improper way. The nusach of their tefillah was improper. Says the Gemara that l'shnayim hashivuhu kahoygen, l'echad hashivuhu shalai kahoygen. Even though all three of them asked inappropriately, to two of them Hashem still answered their request with a proper response, meaning with a favorable response. To one of them, Itaka answered him with a response that wasn't very favorable, as we'll see soon. Ve'eluhain, these are the three people, Eliezer Eved Avram, he's one person who asked improperly, v'shal ben Kish, v'yiftach ha'giladi. And the Gemara is going to go through all three. First, Eliezer Eved Avram asked for something improper. D'chsev, as the pasuk says, when he was looking for a wife for Yitzchak, so Eliezer's nusach of his tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, v'haya naira asher oimer eileha hati lakadeich, v'goimer. He said, whoever it is, I'll ask her, oh, pour me some water, let me pour you some water, and she'll say, no, let me pour you and your camels, etc. So he said he wasn't very specific about who the girl has to be. It was basically whoever just offers to pour him and his camel some water. So yachla afilu chigeres, afilu suma. It could have been anybody. It could have been a lady who wasn't proper for Yitzchak. She might have been a chigeres. She might have been lame. Afilu suma. She might have been someone who's blind, which, again, I don't think there's anything wrong with these types of people, but that wouldn't have been an appropriate wife for Yitzchak, and therefore this was an improper nusach. He didn't daven a proper tefillah. Afal pikein, says the Gemara, that hashivu kahaygen, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still answered him properly. V'nizdamna loy Rivka, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him Rivka, that's who appeared at the well, that's who fulfilled this request, and that's who ultimately Yitzchak married. We'll get back to this Gemara at the end of this year. So Shaul ben Kish was the second person who asked improperly. D'chsev, as the pasuk says, that Shaul had a tefillah when he was trying to find someone to kill Goliath. So it says, "V'haya ish asher yakenu yasrenu amelech oisher gadol ve'zvita yitein loy." Shaul ben Kish says, "Whoever it is that could go and strike and kill Goliath, so that I'm going to make him wealthy ve'zvita yitein loy." And the king, referring to himself, Shaul said, "I'm going to give him my daughter as a wife." So whoever kills Goliath, I'm going to give him my daughter as a wife. Yachal afilu eved, afilu mamzer. It could have been anybody. It could have been an eved. It could have been a mamzer who just happened to have been very strong. And so therefore this was an improper tefillah. But still, says the Gemara, Hashiva kahaygan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him properly with a favorable response, v'nizdamin loy David, and we know that David is the one who ultimately killed Goliath and married Michal Bashol. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a favorable response. Taisus points out that by Shaul, the Gemara says that it Yachal Afilu Eved Afilu Mamzer, that it could have even been a Mamzer. So ask Taisus, why doesn't it say that by Eliezer Eved Avram's Tefillah, that maybe it could have been a Mamzer? So to that, Taisus says that it wasn't Shayich by Eliezer a Mamzer, because Eliezer was Kaida Matan Torah. Shaul was after Matan Torah, but Eliezer was Kaida Matan Torah, and Kaida Matan on Torah, there was no such thing as a mamzer. That's what Taisus answers. Which the Achranim point out that from Taisus, it's almost mashma that had the story had been after Matan Torah, then it would have been shayach a mamzer. Even though, who was Eliezer dealing with? He was dealing with Goyim. So is there such a thing as a mamzer by a guy? So the Achranim want to be medayik from Taisus that you have such a thing as a mamzer even by a guy. Taisus' only reason why by Eliezer it wasn't shayich, yachal afilu mamzer, it was only because it was before Matan Torah. What about the fact that they were guyim? Mashma from Taisus, that it's such a, that there is such a thing as a mamzer by a guy. Hakobanim says the Gemara Vayter, moving on to the third person who asked improperly, says the Gemara that Yiftach Hagiladi, Yiftach asked for something improper, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'hayu ha-yoytze asher yeytze midal se-beisi, Yiftach was all excited, he said, the next thing that comes out of my house, I'm going to bring as a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that's an improper nusach, Yachal afilu dvar tameh, it could have even been a chazer, it could have been something which was tameh, it could have been a chazer, and he made a shvua that whatever comes out of his house, he's going to bring it as a carbon. And still says the Gemara, and because of that, says the Gemara, Hashivai Shaloika again, this time Hashem answered him with an improper, with an unfavorable response, and his damnon loibitoi, and it was his daughter that walked out of the house. And the Ben Yishchai and the Ben Yoyada explains that the reason, and really it's a kasha, why does the Gemara say Yachla filu dvar tame, Yachla filu a ben adam? It might have been a person that walked out of his house. Says the Ben Yishchai that the Gemara is giving us an answer to another kasha, that why is it that Yiftach was the only one that was answered with a not so favorable response. Says the Ben Yishchai, it's because by his tefillah it could have been something which was mamish a bizayon to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It could have been a davar tameh which came out of his house and he would bring that as a carbon. Being that that was already a bizayon to Hashem, so by Yiftach he was taki answered improperly. That's why the Gemara focuses on this, that Yachal afil davar tameh, and lamaisa what happened was that his daughter walked out. And says the Gemara, v'hainu tika amar luhu navi li Yisrael, this is what the pasuk means when the Navi says to Klal Yisrael, Hatsari ain't begila, nimreifei ain't shom, and Taisus speaks out that what the Navi was saying is he was really bashing Yiftach, that there was no doctor, there was no one he could have gone to, he should have gone to Pinchas. He should have gone to Pinchas to be matir his neder. And Yiftach, Taisus speaks out, he had too much gaiva. He had too much gaiva to go to Pinchas. He felt that he was the leader, and Pinchas should come to him, and because of that, he ended up killing his daughter. He ended up killing, this is Shaila exactly what happened, but because of that, he didn't go to Pinchas to undo his neder. All because of this, of his gaiva, that he didn't want to go to Pinchas. Uksiv, and says the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, Asher loitzi visi, v'loi dibarti, v'loi asal libi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I didn't command that, I didn't speak that, I didn't even think about that. Says the Gemara, what's this referring to? Asher loitzi visi, zebunoi shal mesha. I didn't command it, that's referring to the son of Mesha Melech Moav, that Mesha killed his son, as he offered him as a carbon oila, as a sacrifice, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I never told a person to do such a thing, to bring his child as a carbon. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vayikach as benaya b'char asher yimloch tachto v'yaleu l'ayla, he brought him as an ayla, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that wasn't coming from me. V'loi dibarti ze Yiftach, I never spoke it out, that's referring to Yiftach, that Yiftach should have gone to Pinchas and annulled his neder. V'loi alsa alibi ze Yitzchak ben Avram, that's referring to Akedas Yitzchak, that Hashem seems to tell Avram Avinu to go bring Yitzchak as a carbon, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, V'loi alsa alibi, that was never my intentions, the whole thing Rashi says was just really a nisayon. It wasn't actually meant to ever actually come to fruition to bring Yitzchak as a carbon. And says the Gemara that Amar Rabbi Brechia that Av Knesses Yisrael Shalva Shaloi Kohigen. Klal Yisrael as a whole, we asked something that was improper. VaKadosh Baruch Hu Eshiva Kohigen. And Afal Pikein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a favorable response. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'Neida Nir Defaladas Hashem Kishachar Nachin Meitzov V'Yavai Kageshem Lanu. That Klal Yisrael Davins to Hashem that Hashem should be Kageshem Lanu. Hashem should be for us like rain. And So Amar la Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, "Biti, my daughter, at shayel es davar shepamim misbakish upamim enoy misbakish. You asked for me to be like something for you, which something sometimes is something that you want, and sometimes it's something that you don't want. Rain is something that we want during the winter. Now during the summer, we don't want there to be rain. Rain's Yatzah Nisan. It's even a simin klala. So you asked for something that I should be for you like rain. That's not the greatest tefillah. That's not the proper nusach. Avani, I'm going to answer you properly and favorably. And avani, eyalach, I'm going to be for you davar mizbakish lo'aylam, something which is always good. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, eyaketal Yisrael, I'm going to be like dew, which dew is something which is always favorable. Va'ayit shal l'shalay kahaygen, Klal Yisrael also asked for something else improperly with an improper nusach. Amra la kadosh, Amr lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam. They said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Simeni kachaisem al libecha, kachaisem al zrayecha. That we asked for Kadosh Baruch Hu to be like a seal on your heart and like a seal on your arm. So the two locations on the body that we spoke out was the heart and the arm. Amar Leah Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu responds to Klal Yisrael that Biti, my daughter, Ache Elas Davar Shepamim Niru Pamim Enay Nira. You want me to be like a chaisem on your heart or on your arm? That's not something that's always seen. A person's heart, a person's chest is probably more often than not covered. A person's arms are often covered. Avani esalach, I'm going to be for you davar shenir la'olam, I'm always going to be for you something that's always readily visible. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, hein al kapayim chakoisich, on the palms of your hand. The palms is a place of the body that's always seen. So even though Klal Yisrael asked with an improper nusach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded with a favorable response. Now there was an interesting shaila that came up many years ago to the Marsham. The shaila was like this. There was, and we mentioned this shaila actually when we learned Maseches Yuma, I believe it was in the first perek, but we'll repeat it now. It's been a long time. So the shaila was like this. The shaila was, there was a chassan and kala. They had went out. They had gone walking in the park. They went on their dates on the park. The shaila says that that's where they spent their dates, was walking in the park. And eventually they decided they were gonna get married. They were gonna have a chassan. They were gonna get married. Everything seemed perfect. Lamaisa, during the engagement, after the Tanayim, everything happened. At some point, the Chassan says he wants to call off the Shidduch. Why does he want to call off the Shidduch? He noticed that there were two things wrong with his Kala. There was two things that were bothering him that now he wanted to call off the Shidduch. What were the two things that were wrong? So number one, you can't make this up. Number one, he said that her forehead is too small. He said, normally a person's forehead is like four etzba'is, is four fingers. And Lamaisa, this lady, this Kala, her forehead was only two fingers. It was like the width of two fingers. And then so it was too small of a forehead. She wasn't for him. He said that during all their dates, she was always wearing a hat. He didn't notice how small her forehead is. I guess she got comfortable during the engagement. She took off the hat. He said, whoa, what is that? It's a small forehead. Not for me. And he wants to call off the Shidduch. The second thing that was wrong with her is that he said that he noticed during the engagement that she actually has a fake leg. She has a prosthetic leg. She has a wooden leg. And he didn't notice that before. The whole time they were dating, they were walking in the park, but she was able to walk in it. He didn't notice it. That's at least what he claimed. He claimed he didn't notice it. And Lamaisa, the father of the Kala, he was claiming that the Chassan has to pay for all the things that they had to, all the expenses that they had to spend, because he was saying that there's no way that the Chassan didn't know these things before. They went walking, he saw her, he for sure noticed her forehead, he for sure noticed her leg. He's making this up now because he's just stopped backing out, and therefore he has to pay the kanas for backing out. So there was a monetary dispute about whether or not the chassan has to pay the kanas. The father of the kala was claiming that the chassan knew these things already from before, and the chassan was claiming that these are all new things that he didn't notice before. So in Maseches Yuma, we spoke out about the taina of the forehead. We had a taisus in Yuma that says that the two fingers is a relative normal sized forehead, and therefore the Marsham was asked the Shaila. It's printed in Chuvas Marsham, Chelik Beis, Simen Reish Chaf Hei, And he said about the forehead that, first of all, he said, stam, it's on a taina, just a weird taina, as probably everyone else is thinking. And he says that's on a taina. And anyways, Taisa says that two fingers is a relatively normal sized forehead, and therefore that's not going to be a good enough of a reason to break off a shidduch. Regarding the taina of her leg, so again, the shaila was, is could we believe the chassan that he really didn't know about her wooden leg? The father of the kala is claiming that he for sure knew. They were walking in the park. How didn't he notice? And the chassan is saying that he didn't notice. So the shaila is could we believe the chassan that he didn't realize that she had a wooden leg? Is it possible to see someone walking with a wooden leg and that without realizing? So said the Maharsham Sham that it's a Mefersha Gemara like the Chassan, that it is, well, not necessarily that this is the truly what happened, but it is possible to see someone walking with a wooden leg and not know. What's the Gemara? It's a Gemara in Tainus and Avdala Daman Aleph. Said the Maharsham Sham that the first person who the Gemara quotes asked improperly was Eliezer Eved Avram. What was his request? He said, whoever comes to the well, and I'll offer her some water, and she'll say, no, let me give you some water and your camel some water. So she'll be the wife for Yitzchak. And says the Gemara that was an improper request. Why? Because Yachal afilu chigeres, afilu suma. It could have been someone who was a cripple. It could have been someone with a wooden leg. It could have been someone who was blind. And therefore, this was an improper request. Ask Taisus, Divra Maschel Yachal, ask Taisus, how could you say that Eliezer asked improperly? The lashon of his tefillah is that I'm first going to offer her some water, and she'll say to me, no, let me give you and your camel some water. So as Taisus, im yirish et tehei chigeres, aysuma, lo yaymer la. If Eliezer sees that she's a chigeres or that she's blind, he won't offer her the drink. He won't offer it to her. So it's impossible that the wife, that the lady who's going to come and offer these things to him, is going to be someone that's a chigeres. He's not going to offer her in the first place. So if so, how could the Gemara say that Eliezer asked for something improperly, when he's going to be the one that's going to have to initiate the conversation? So says Taisvus v'yeshleimar in the bottom of Taisvus Dibar Maschul Yachol. Says Taisvus v'yeshleimar d'achi perushoi Yachol afilu chigeres afilu suma. Says Taisus that Yachal afilu chigeres sheyihela afilu regel shaleitz, maybe she'll have a wooden leg, v'hu lo yehei roya, and he won't notice it, he won't realize that she has a wooden leg. She'll be walking towards him, it's not going to be noticeable that she only has one leg because the other leg is a prosthetic, and he's not going to notice. So says the Maharsham, you see from this Taisus, you see from this Gemara that it's possible to see somebody walking with a wooden leg and not notice. So said the Maharsham, we could possibly believe the chassan. I think in the end lemaisa he wasn't siding with the chassan, but regarding this taina that he for sure knew about it, it's not necessarily true. It says the Maharsham, you see from this Gemara, you see from Taisus, it is possible to see somebody walking. They might have a wooden leg, and you won't notice it. That was the Maharsham's raya from our Gemara.